こんにちは。
こんにちは。
今日は特別編なのでゲストが来てくれています。今日のエピソードは文字起こしのテキストを同時にリリースしていますので、バイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。今日のゲスト、インテグリカルチャー CEO の羽生結弦さんです。イエーイ。
ようこそ。
どうもよろしくお願いします。
ようこそようこそ。もうまさに、いつも通りなんですけど、初めましてで、うん、先ほど本当に5分前ぐらいにお会いしたばっかりで、急に始めたんですけど、よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
経緯としては、JAXA の岩本さんが来てくださった時に、インテグリカルチャーと一緒に JAXA が、プロジェクトを進めてるので、面白い人いるよっていうことで紹介していただいたんですけど、内容を教えていただけますか、インテグリカルチャーの活動の。
はい、うちでは細胞を培養して作る肉ですね、細胞培養肉と言われているもの、これ の、 商品化を目指しています。
培養肉、多分うちの番組でも何回か取り上げていて、最初は2013年にオランダで3500万円ぐらいで 200g 作った時のやつだったと思うんですけど、そこからこう今最新の状況をちょっと私もよく把握してないんですが、
はい、
どんな感じですか。
まあそれ安くするっていうところがポイントなんですけど、そこに向けた技術開発が進んでいるところです。でインテグリカルチャー株式会社では工場で作るっていうものをこう目指していて、それで実はインテグリカルチャーとはまた別に同人サークルの同人ミートプロジェクトで、実はこっちの方が先なんですけど、そっちの方がこうもう自宅で作るとか誰でも作れるようにするとか、そういうことをやっています。
ちなみに今って例えばその 200g だったらいくらぐらいでできるものなんですか。
どの細胞でやるかによります。
例えばじゃあ、
ともう一つ、今の時点ではこうとにかく細胞を増やしてもぐじゃっとした細胞の塊なので、あこれ肉だって分かるような肉では残念ながらないんですけど、例えばフォアグラみたいなのだったらもうそういう形にはなってきてます。
What's the most affordable meat cells to cultivate?
I'm not sure if you want to eat it, but cancer cells are the easiest.
How about the cheapest edible meat?
Yeah, if you call that meat, it's kind of like a cell slurry, and you cannot call it meat, but slurry of cancer cells will be the cheapest.
Huh. Yeah. And how much would that be?
Yeah, that would be 100g, 2,000 yen or so.
Oh. でも cancer cells なんだ。
What terminology do you use to describe this in English? Because I've heard it described as lab-grown meat or cultured meat.
Clean meat.
Yeah, clean meat.
The official term right now is cell-cultured meat used by FDA and USDA and those government agencies. And the industry standard is cell-based meat.
Cell-based
and
meat.
And activists and some of them use, pro and anti-activists, they use all sorts of different terms like Franken meat or Schmeat or maybe possibly clean meat, arguably. And there's another like new term like craft meat or cultivated meat, and various terms are coming up.
The battle over the terminology is really fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 日本だとまだそこまで行ってない感じがするんですけど、海外だとそういう、こう名称問題というか、結構話題になって出たりしますよね。なんかこう、
一部のクラスターでという感じがします。
なんかこう牛肉業界がこうミートっていう言葉は動物由来のものだけにしてくれみたいな感じでこう怒ってたりとかっていう印象があったんですけど、ちなみに羽生さんはなんて呼んでる感じですか。
細胞培養肉もしくはcell based meatの方ですね。
That's not a very marketable term. That's kind ofa technical way to describe it. Do you have a preference as far as like the marketable terminology?
The thing is, it's not the time for marketing. And a lot of people jump into marketing and fail. That's the thing. Because that's one of the arguably the easiest thing to do that people jump on. But the actual thing is not there yet. And a lot of the arguments surrounding the terminology is, to me,looking a bit empty.
ちょっとまだ早いっていう感じで、毛が早い。
In what areas do you think that this kind of cell-based meat will be the most pragmatic first?
Probably it's not even food. And it's probably cosmetic supplements and functional compounds. and possibly medical applications.
そっか。
Yeah, people are not really averse to strange sounding things for cosmetic products. You know, people will put snail semen or whatever it is on there.
Probably not that, but yeah.
I don't mucus something on there.
Right, right. 確かにね、あの、食べるよりなぜか。
The freakier it sounds, the more, you know, effective it sounds.
なんか効きそうみたいな。うん、そっか。それをもう今開発されてるってことですか？
その、そうですね。
食用と、まあ、コスメティックスとか医療用とかも全部含めて、
うん、はい、医療に関してはあの認可とかそういうのがあるので、あの、うん、臨床用途ではないんですけど、うん、まあ、そういう出口も考えてはいます。
なるほど、うん、具体的に言うとどういう使い方ですか？
まあ、あの技術発展の度合いによっていろいろ差異はあるんですけど、究極はもうあの臓器ですよね。臓器を丸々作っちゃう、うん、ただし目先のところで行くのであれば、あの培養した細胞から出てくる有用成分ですね。
うーん、そっか、
うん、まあ、分かりやすいところでいくと、まあ、例えば培養した細胞でヒアルロン酸作らせるとかもできるので、うん、
美容、そっか。
Yeah, a lot of those supplements, certain chemicals that animals produce are quite difficult to obtain or expensive to obtain.
そっか。
I don't know if there's a market in like sort of Chinese medicine or those sorts of.
Yeah, that's also a possibility because we can also do something like tiger liver cellswhich like Chinese medicine, it's on the Chinese medicine, but liver of tiger, that sounds very hard to obtain.
Right.
Yeah. And if it's cell cultured, well, the first bit may be difficult, but once we get the cells, then we can produce it in practically like unlimited quantities.
That sounds amazing because, you know, whether or not those Chinese medicines are effective, you know, people want to use them, and if they can use an ethical version of that, that might be useful, right?
Yeah, and actually liver cells, it's kind of, it's also termed as the chemical factory of the body, and it does actually contain a lot of functional compounds.
Right. そっか。
Would that technically be feasible with something like placental cells or some of are there certain cells where this cannot be done?
Well, in principle, in the approaches we take, there are no cells that's like theoretically impossible.
There aren't any cells?
Yeah, really? Yeah, because our system, the cell culture system, the integrated culture company's developing is called CONET system, and it is actually a co-culture system which cultures multiple types of cells at once in one single system, and it can take any sort of cells, and there's based right now no theoretical limit in like what cells can be used.
That's crazy. So you could cultivate like brain cells or
could also do algae animal cell hybrid system.
Wow. that's really, I didn't know that was possible. I figured there must be some certain types of cells that can't be done. Can this be done with parts of cells or like organelles or is that
organelles
like mitochondria or something, or is this?
Yeah, so the closest equivalent would be like bacteria and animal cell co-culture. And depending on how we place the filters, and that could be possible. Yeah. What we have to make sure is that those two bacteria and animal cells don't mix up. And also if we are talking about organelles, we have to somehow keep the organelles alive outside of cells. There may be ways to do that, but I cannot answer that straight off.
It's almost like early evolution or something. You know?
何でもできるんだ。
Would it be possible to make meat from woolly mammoth or dinosaur cells?
If there's like live cells of a mammoth. That also depends on the technological timeline. And right now, if we have live cells of mammoth or dinosaur, that's possible. But to do that, probably we have to get the live cells of mammoth or whatever. If it's luckily, if it's a like myosatellite cell, then we can start right away. If it's other types of cell, we may have to put it back to like induced pluripotent stem cells and then differentiate back into like usable cells. And in the future, what could happen is that we just take the all we need to know is the DNA sequence, and we just synthesize the DNA sequence and put it into a cell and then let the cells multiply.
They have some woolly mammoth DNA, and they believe that they can fill in the gaps using certain elephant DNA.
Yeah.
And they should be able to synthesize cells from that. Have you guys thought about making like woolly mammoth
meat
burgers or something?
Yeah. So theoretically, it's totally possible.
I could imagine people paying a lot of money to eat woolly mammoth, because woolly mammoth is kind of the traditional caveman
food,
you know, Neanderthal food, you know, but none of us have tried it. It's really interesting, like what kind of taste response we might have evolved to those cells.
Now, recently in another podcast, I talked about Pikachu meat, which is basically a meat from designed organisms.
Pikachu meat. What kind of, I mean, what would that taste like?
Probably you shouldn't be using metallic cutlery.
Yeah, that's true.
Pikachu って月種類ですかね？
だと思いますけど。
あんまり美味しそうではなさそうだけど、どうなんだ？
Are there applications for this technology in space or human exploration in space?
Yeah. So there's a consortium led by JAXA and Realtek Fund and Sigmaxis and this food, Space Food X. And Integriculture Company is doing the meat part.
Can you freeze dry the... I know there's a serum involved in the cultivation process. Can that be freeze dried for transportation to space?
No, we don't transport in space. We just produce in space. So it's kind of a way of like an in-situ resource utilization technique.
But could you do that using... like resources on Mars, for example?
In theory, like, yes. So there's carbon, there's nitrogen, and and what we need is probably grow some algae and produce the culture medium from algae and then grow meat. Yeah, that's the rough procedure.
And that would be more efficient than sending cows.
Yeah, a lot more efficient.
Right.
It's like a farm with... have cows grazing on Mars, that would be really weird.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you have to grow a ton of grass first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would
which comes into like practical impossibility.
Right.
You need to get a lot of ice from the poles to water the grass.
Right.
Yeah.
火星でもサステナブルに食料を確保するっていうことですよね。あっちで全部生産するっていう。Wow. あの、この間食用昆虫科学研究会の佐伯さんっていう方に、あのゲストで来ていただいて、まあ、食虫について伺ったんですけど、なんか虫の肉を培養して食べるっていうこともありうるっていうわけですよね。
まあ、ありえますね。そうするとなんか例えばコオロギの肉とかもなんか長さ10センチぐらいに培養したりすることもできるので、それぐらいの大きさのコオロギの肉って見たことないですから。
確かに。
まあ、その場合はわざわざやる意味あるのか問題っていうのがまた別にあると思います。
How are the cells connected in that case?
The cells will be in fibers and they're basically wrapped around in a thing called ECM, extracellular matrix. And it's actually it's made of various fibers and filaments and also some peptide glycans.
And that acts as the like a fascia? Like fascia, so muscle, there's the layer that goes around muscle tissue.
Yeah.
そのこの動物の方が作りやすい、例えばその牛より虫の方が作りやすいとか、なんかそういうのってあるんですか？
いろいろ出てくるとは思うんですけど、まあ、少なくとも現時点で分かっているのは、例えば魚の方が培養するときの温度が低くていいとか。
なんだっけ、フィッシュ。フィンレスフードっていう会社ありますよね。なんか魚に特化してるって。
But there are so many different fish to choose from. How do they?
Right.
Which fish are they using? Do you
know? Finless food?
Yeah.
Apparently, they originally aimed for tuna, but seems like they're diversifying. And there's another company called Blue Nalu, and they are developing some culture medium that works on any types of fish.
Any types of fish.
What about something like caviar? Do you think?
Tamago ってこと? 魚卵?
Yeah, caviar, those things will be technologically more demanding yeah, because it's how caviar like is made inside fish body is quite complex. And first we need to somehow make organs rather than just tissue. And then let the organ produce.
So then but caviar will still remain expensive.
Maybe
then.
There's some forms of like tarako or something that might be.
Yeah, so that's if we want to produce real fish eggs. But if it's imitation, good enough imitation is okay, there must be other ways. But if you imagine what the artificial the organs to produce real fish eggs, if you think of the human equivalent of that, that potentially solves the aging population problem because you will be producing humans from artificial wombs.
Right.
So it will be the same level of technology. And that sounds a little bit ahead.
なんかその根本的な疑問なんですけど、その肉を作るってなった時に、例えばそのステーキ肉だったらこう脂肪と赤身の部分がこう混ざってるじゃないですか。それをこう育てるっていうか作るのと、例えば肝臓1個みたいな、あの臓器を丸まま作るんだったらどっちの方が難しいことなんですか。
と今とか肉 の, あの、まあ、両方とも今の時点から見るとまだ先なのでちょっと難しいの領域に入るんですけど、まあ、おそらく肉の組織作る方が簡単で、臓器丸々1個ちゃんと臓器の形でっていう方がより難しいかなと思います。
なるほど。
What sort of approaches are being takenfor the structure part of meat, is it a sort of a 3D printing approach or?
Yeah, right now most companies are using a cellular scaffold to use like plant-based fibers or something and grow cells on it.
なんか東大のやつありましたよね。サイコロステーキみたいな形にするみたいな。
あれはコラーゲンゲルの上に、細胞を育てているらしいです。
で、こういう四角になるようにっていうことですよね。なるほど。
So, are there plans to try to produce the veins and arteries and sort of those different aspects of
Yeah, so that is the reason why Integriculture companies right now like inside the facility of Tokyo Women's Medical University, because they have the technology to actually do that, to do vascularization and develop blood vessels through cultured tissues.
Wow. And how are they doing that?
So they basically add cells by layer by layer, first by producing cell sheets. And then they place it on a vascularized collagen floor or something. And then when you place the cell sheet on that floor, the vascularization happens. And when that happens, you put another layer and you repeat that.
Wow. It's like an MRI or something.
将来的にはその今そのお肉をこうちっちゃく作るみたいな。感じだとして、将来的に例えばその内臓1個とかできるっていうのがなったら、例えばそのもう足ごとみたいな、なんかチキンの足ごと作ってみたいなこともできるってことですか。
まあ足ごと作るはできるかもしれないですけど、それをやる場合は、まあ、骨とかも作るんですかっていうことに、
あ、そっか、
なってくるのに。
What do you think of the idea of growing animals?Or parts of animals without the brain. So some people have suggested that you'd have zombie cows where like some awareness part of the brain is not
there,
never develops. And so it just kind of has like core functionality. So it's just like the body. And so somehow that makes it not cruel.
Yeah, like, so it's basically growing a cow without a brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so my comment is that would be pretty inefficient. because that's pretty from input and output point of view. It will be it will probably be the same as like existing animal farming. Mm-hmm. Then out of you have to be feeding lots of like feed, mm-hmm. letting it drink a lot of water, and still out of 650 kilo of cow body, only 250 kilo will be the edible meat. And the rest are like fat, bones, and those unusable part.
Right. そっか。だから私はこう勝手なイメージとして将来的にそういうふうにこうなんか足だけとかってなると思ったけど、確かにそれだと骨とかがいらないから本当にエレボーな部分だけをもう作る、カスタムで作るみたいなことですよね。
そうですね。
そっか。
One thing that's interesting is I think humans used to use a lot more of each animal like a long time ago. And over time, we started using less and less of each animal and kind of more of it is becoming waste, right? You know, everyone wants the A5, Wagyu, you know, ribeye or whatever. And it's kind of like fish too, you know, our grandparents are digging the eyeballs out and we're not.
I want to know the background. その多分培養肉っていうものを聞いたときに興味を持つ人のその興味の理由っていろいろあると思うんですけど、このマイケルが言ってみたいなそのアニマルクルーティーの観点とか、まあ環境問題とか、その羽生さんは個人的にこれに着手したそもそもの背景っていうのはどこにあったんですか？
SF に出てくる定番だからです。
ああ、なるほど。宇宙で。
まあ宇宙にしろ地上にしろ、ジャングル大帝にも出てきたし。
ジャングル大帝にも出てくるんですか？
ドラえもんにも出てくるし、タウゼロっていうこれはまあ海外の SF ですけどそれにも出てくるし、まあ、最近のところでいくとあのガンダムの鉄血のオルフェンズにも出てきましたね、人工肉とかいう形で。
いやそれを現実のものにするために、
まあなんか SF に出てくるからにはやっぱり理由があるわけですよね。なんかみんなこれ将来こういうのがあるべきだよねとか人類これ必要だよねって思ってるから SF に出てくるわけで、なのでなんかこう環境に優しいとか動物愛護がどうこうなんてのはほとんど個人的にはまあ後付けです。
なるほど、面白い。
Do you know the scene in the movie The Fifth Element where this guy like empties a packet of like powder or something in a bowl and he puts it in the microwave and closes it and he hits a buttonAnd then like 5 seconds later, it's like ching, and he opens it. And it's like this full roast chicken with like potatoes and like string beans and like everything. And that scene is like, it's crazy to think that you could go from something like a powder or some substance like that and end up with, you know, this crazy meal. But you're telling me that, you know, we can sort of do that. We're getting closer and closer to being able to do that.
なんか今のですごいこう、あの、多分最初の方に羽生さんがおっしゃってたし、あの、インテグレカルチャーのサイト見るとこう、結構いろんなところで出てくる、その、家でもできますっていう。
はい。
だからそれがどっから来てるかっていうのは今すごい腑に落ちたんですけど。
は
い。
まああれはもともとあの、精進ミートプロジェクトの方でやってるやつで、もう同人活動で、どちらかも完全にビジネスとはもう完全に外の世界でもうやってるやつですけど。
なるほど。
それがもう自宅で細胞培養をやろうとしたり、メーカーフェアでもあの、自宅で培養肉とかっていうのを出してました。というのも、まあこれは、企業は産業化はできるかもしれないですけど、じゃあこれで倫理面がどうこうとかっていうのは営利団体があれこれいうところじゃないんですよね。なので企業だけじゃ全然足りなくて、他にもまあ同人団体であったりとか、もう市民団体であったり NPO 法人であったり、もうそういったいろいろなものがまあ必要なので、まあ、その中でインテグリカルチャーはあの、まあ、企業がやるべきところをやるというふうに動いています。
じゃあその精進ミートの方ではなんかその住み分けというか、精進ミートはごめんなさい、その同人活動、
はい、まあ、市民科学ですね、シティズンサイエンスで。それで、オープンソース培養肉というものを作ってます。
へー。オープンソース培養肉。
まあ、そのオープンソースも中身は、要するに秋葉原のコミックジンに行けば、2階でこう、同人誌の作り方マニュアル売ってるとか、夏にも新刊が出るとか、ニコニコ動画で流れてるとか、そんなんなんですけど。
Do they have like kits or something?
Yeah. Wow. They do. So, it's not a kit, but more like a list, but there is.
Like what you need to get to do it. So,
すごい。
So you've eaten this
bio
niku, and how do you feel about its taste and stuff?
So the first video is actually a Nico Nico video, mm. and we are describing it as a piece of family mart chicken. Mm. And the similar experiment is also done by New Harvest, which is an NPO in America. Mm. And they described it as kind of, it was kind of like KFC. So I think that's a good reproducibility. Mm. And when we produced foie gras, it had strong umami and sweetness taste. And I wanted more pepper on it.
Mm. Mm. 面白い。で、作って、あの、フライパンとかで焼くってことですか？
はい。
そっか。で、塩コショウとかで。
そうですね。まあ、生肉はあんま食べないので。
じゃあ、今まで、あの、食べたことあるのは、鶏肉とフォアグラってことですか？
そうですね。これまで食べたのは、まず、鶏は、あの、まあ、純肉ジャパリマンの時には、あれは鶏肉でしたね。
純肉？
純肉ジャパリマンっていうのは、
ジャパリマン
は、あの、獣フレンズというアニメを見れば出てくるんですけど、
はいはい、
まあ、その中に出てくる肉食のフレンズ向けの、まんじゅうみたいなもので、中身に入ってる肉は一体どっから出てきたんだろうっていう疑問からスタートして、
あ、なるほど。
でも培養で作るかと。
すごい。それが鶏肉？
その時は鶏です。で、フォアグラの時も、あれは、まあ、鶏フォアグラですね。
その鶏肉って言った時にこう鶏にもいろいろ部位があるじゃないですか、はい、そのここの方が例えば胸と ももだったら、うん、ももの方が脂肪が多いと か,、
うん、
だかその作った肉の場合ってどういう感じになってるんですか？
どういう風にしたいですか？
あ、それによるってことですか？
はい、
あ、だから脂肪分の割合とか、
うんうん、
もうこう設定できる。
そうですね。将来的にはそういうことになっていきます。
なるほど、
ね。なので、和牛も A5 とかなんかありますけども、A6 でも A7 でもできちゃうんですよ。
そっか。すごい。え、で、それって、その、今ってこう、ま、値段が違うじゃないですか。それっていうのは、その、はい、ま、例えば、オブテインのしにくさとか、うん、ま、どれぐらい餌にお金かけてるとかあったと思うんですけど、その、培養肉になった場合、その例えば脂肪が単に多いとかだけで高くなるっていうわけじゃないですよね、
うん、じゃないと思います。
ですよね。
いろんななんかこう、うん、付加価値の付け方みたいな、まあ、まずスタートとして細胞培養だったらもうほとんど全部同じになっちゃう可能性があって、そうするとフォアグラだろうと 何肉だろうともう全部値段は同じと、
うん、
まあ、そういう中で何グラムあたりの重量は全部同じと、
うん、
でその中で、まあ、例えばどこどこの、この培養肉マイスターが作った、こう、秘伝のタレを使った何とかとか、どこどこの天然水培養液で作った何とかとか、ディープインパクトの馬刺しとか足が速くなりそうとか、そういう世界になっていくと思います。
なるほど。本当にサイファイっぽいですね、なんか。
It seems to me like, bionic, the cell cultured meat could just become cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. And per gram, it would actually become much cheaper than farmed animal meat. And I can't think of why that wouldn't happen. And I think whatever people's opinions are or whatever the culture thinks, the price difference is gonna be quite powerful in the future.
Yeah, because in theory, because cultured meat is so resource saving, that it uses only a tenth or even a hundredth of the resource of the conventional meat.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, it can become cheaper.
Right.
And what determines if it becomes mainstream or not is basically taste, price, and convenience.
But people eat a lot of stuff that doesn't taste like super amazing. So, you know. And there are a lot of people around the world that don't have access to affordable food sources. How quickly has the price been coming down? Because it seems to me just 3 or 4 years ago, it was like $1 million for just a few grams of meat. And now it's $100 or somewhere around that.
It's come down quickly, but there's a, different experts saying different things, but my feeling is that so it has done the easy bit and has come down a lot. It seems like a lot of companies are hitting some like price floor, and then some another breakthrough occurs, and then price drops dramatically again. But probably we need a few more breakthroughs there.
なんかその育ってるスピードというか、こうどれぐらいの大きさになるまでどれぐらいの期間とかっていうのはどういう感じなんですか？
まあ、細胞はだいたい1日から2日に1回増えます。なので、まあ、2日経ったら倍になるということになります。で、それを考えた上で、まず最初の細胞いくつからスタートするのかっていうのが一つと、あとすでに300トンぐらいがもうタンクの中にあれば、もう2日後には300トンまた増えてるので、もう何日ぐらいでっていう問題がいらなくなると。
すごすぎ。
There's some like scary scenarios I can imagine. You know, if someone just like leaves the meat factory on and and they just forget about it or something, and it just keeps producing like
as long as it has got cultural medium supply.
If in the future if you had some automated AI controlled matrix style, you know, meat growing facility, like it could just produce absolutely insane amounts of meat in a very short time.
例えばそのフォアグラ食べた時ってそれはどれぐらいの大きさだったんですか？
その時は 1.3 グラムでした。
そっか。
まあ、作るのに1ヶ月ちょいスタートしかかってましたね。スタートは本当見えるか見えないかぐらいから、
細胞からで。なるほど。そっか。
It's crazy. They spend so much money to make a piece of meat. And, you know, in such a short amount of time,that you paid so much for the last piece of meat compared to the next piece of meat, you know. So you just, I'd like to see an infographic or something of just how the price has come down on this, because it kind of follows what we've seen with gene sequencing or some of these other technologies.
あとあれですね、まあ、よく言われるその、まあ、抗生物質を打ったりとかする必要がないから、まあ、ピュアな状態の肉が食べれるとか、っていうのも一つポイントですね。
そうですね、まあ、無菌で作ることになるので。
How did you get interested in cellular biology
Well, my background is in chemistry, more to organic and biological. So this kind of biochemistry, cellular physiology was sort of a field right next to mine. And to be honest, I've never done cell culture until like 2016 or something. And so because the reason why I started cell cultured meat was because it appears in science fiction and not because of my background. Partially because of my background, but yeah.
And how your English is really good. How did you?
When I was 13, my entire family moved to Pakistan, and then from there I was in international school, and then I went to university in Britain.
Pakistan.
How long were you in Pakistan?
4 years.
Do you remember it well?
Yeah, especially when that September 11th thing happens and the school shut down.
Wow. Oh God, so God.
Where in Pakistan?
Islamabad.
Oh, wow.
Did you like it?
Yeah. But after the September 11th thing, it became like too, what is it?
Tense,
yeah.
And then you went to the UK? And how was that, moving from Pakistan to the UK?
I would say more peaceful, but food was not. I'm not going to talk about this.
You like Pakistani food better?
じゃあ大学終わってすぐ日本に帰ってこられた感じですか？
大学は博士まで行って、で博士終わった後にちょっと3ヶ月ぐらいロシアに行ってて、でその後
なぜロシア？
実はパキスタンの後家族はカザフスタンに移住して移ってで大学 1,2 年の時は休みの間カザフスタン行ってたんですよね。 でそこでこうロシア語勉強をしてて、まあ、そこそこのところまで行ったんでこのまま忘れるのはもったいないということで、まあ、大学にいる間もなんとかそういうコース行ったりしてキープアップしてて
すごい。
で終わった時にもうこれで仕事できるぐらいまで行っちゃえということでロシアに3ヶ月行ってました。
すごい。
So you speak Russian right now?
So. Getting rusty but I can read newspaper.
Wow. すごい。じゃあ3カ国語ってことですか。
まあその中になんかこういわゆるこう、まあ、それよく聞かれるんですけど、うん、ネットスラングの文入れるかどうかっていうのがなんか2ちゃん語とか4ちゃんスピークとかそういうような
What's going on the Russian internet? The Rusk
Probably you wouldn't want to know.
、ね、でもすごいだってこう英語読めてロシア語読めたらすごいこうなんだろう
宇宙は考えました。
すごいですよね。ね、まあ、
well,
宇宙もそうだし。
Japanese too, because Japan has kind of its internet island, right?
Right, right.
And then Russia kind of has its own internet island.
そう、すごいクローズドだから。
Yeah, but everyone else is kind of in the big main internet.
そこ3つ行けたらかなりすごい情報量ですよね。
まあその情報といってもじゃああの2チャンネルの便所の落書きをあれをどう取るかみたいなのもありますけど。
ただこうなんだろう例えばまあ。アメリカとロシアで違うこと言ってるみたいな時とかにこう、はい、私だったらこうアメリカのメディアを通してのロシアしか見えないわけですけど、
うん、
もう一時情報というか、うん、ロシアの人がどう言ってるとかを見れるっていうのはすごいこう、うん、
あ海岸みたいな。それは結構感じてました
ね。ですよね、うん、それはすごい羨ましい。
Yeah, Russia is always like the bad guy, you know, like in
yeah, all the movies. Yeah, 007 とかもね。
Yeah, Rocky and like everything else.
Yeah. アルマゲドンでもね、なんかベロベロに酔っ払った宇宙飛行士みたいな、なんかそういうイメージしか描かれないけど。そっか。面白いじゃあバックグラウンドですね、すごく。
まあ変なとこばっかり行ってたからね。
じゃあロシアでお仕事されてたってことですか、ね、
仕事はしてないです。
あ、仕事はしてない。
例えば、まあ一時語学留学という形で。
うん、なるほど、うん。そっか。で、日本に、だから、結構長い間日本にいなかったっていうことですよね。
そうですね。13歳から25歳まで。
そっか。うん、で、日本に帰ってきてどこでした？
と、それで帰った先が、こう、仙台の東北大学だったんですけど、
うん、
行ったことない街なんですよね。
うんうん、
なので、なんか、また知らない国、言葉は通じるけど、みたいなところな感じで。
あ、そっか、そっか。そっか。え、今は東京ですか？インテグラルカルチャーは東京。
ね、はい。
そっか。え、面白い。それでバイオニック。
あ、そうですね。東北大の後はちょっと東芝研究開発センターも行ってたんですけど、2年間、
うんうん、そう。え、そこでは何されてた
の？まだ蓄電池周りの研究開発で、東北大学の時も蓄電池の材料の研究してたので。
うーん、へー、なるほど。じゃあ結構な全然違う分野にジャンプされた感じ。
うん、まあ表から見るとそう見えるんですけど、自分の頭の中ではもう両方ともあのシステム工学 の一分野だなというふうに考えてます。
面白い。
Everything is like a system though.
Right. I guess. あ、そっか。え、ごめんなさい、インテグレカルチャーを設立されたのは何年ですか？
2015ですね。
2015年、はい、じゃあ4年立った。
そうですね。でもその前の精進ミートプロジェクトからカウントするんだれば、精進ミートは2014年のもう2月ですので。
うん、うん、
So it's primarily research and development, right? Like you guys are、yeah. I mean、
うん、
it's almost all innovation and there are several competitors. You know, there are、
うん、
seems there are four or five
More than that, actually.
Big ones?
Right, right now it's about like 30 different cell agriculture companies now.
Wow. I know that there have been a lot started just within the last year or so.
Yeah.
Hmm. Hmm. 30, as like 30 competitors globally, right?
Globally.
Right, right.
Yeah.
A lot of them are in Silicon Valley. Yeah.
Well,
I know there's...
Yeah, there are about 10 companies in Silicon Valley, but 20 are in other places, like Cubic Foods in Spain and Meatable in Netherlands, and in Israel there are three.
And another one.
Aleph Farms.
Aleph?
Oh, yeah, Aleph Farms and Super Meat and Future Meat Technologies there in Israel.
Wow.
And India seems like they're having Clear Meat.Yeah, and Hong Kong there's Avant Meat, and Singapore there's Shiok Meats.
Wow.
めっちゃいっぱいある。
And these are all cultured cells. They're not like the plant-based. Because there's also the plant-based...
Like Impossible Burger とかそういう。
Yeah, and there are like 300 plant-based meat companies.
Wow.
In addition to those like cell agriculture companies.
Do they... Is there... What's the relationship between the cell cultivating companies and these plant-based companies? They're just competing.
Well, they're often seen as like competing, but they're not because they're both right. Trying to expand their meat alternatives meat alternative sector, and also plant based and cell based. They are not mutually exclusive, but they even help each other. And by like cellular scaffold, plant based meat helps cell based meat, and like fat cells and those animal meat flavor. Basically, cell-based meat helps plant-based.
I guess the plant-based people have been working on sort of the texture, structure aspect on it for a while.
Yeah.
So they come to a position where they can produce burgers, but not steak.
Right. Ah, ne, so da. Na, na, a mmari soko ga kyougo shite ru tte imeji wa nai. Na, tacos to ka ne, pizza to ka nanka tsukutte ru yo ne.
They have those plant-based, I think it's Beyond
Meat.
Beyond Meat at like Del Taco and big chains. How long do you think it'll be before they have cell-cultured meats at food chains?
So at least on the timeline of Integri Culture Company, it's like 21 is the launch of foie gras in limited restaurants, and 23 is for supermarket. And for steak meat, before steak meat, there's another one, processed meat in 2023 in limited restaurants, and 25 like in supermarkets, and steak from 25.
That's so soon.
Yeah.
Wait, foie gras. 2021, you said?
Yeah.
That's like in 2 years.
And how's all this been playing out in terms of the regulatory and like FDA or food inspection? Do they inspect? Because normally they inspect where they make the food. Like, do they inspect your laboratory or?
They inspect the food factory. Yeah, because they say lab-grown meat, but it's not made in lab. It's the quantity is too small for that. Yeah, so all food will be made in initially tested in laboratories, but will be produced in factories. So factories will be where like inspectors will be like having a look at.
Right now, is it legal to sell it as
at least in Japan?
It is.
Yeah.
Is it legal in the United States or not yet?
No rules yet, so they're discussing.
Illegal とか legal とかの前の問題なんじゃない？多分。
Well, I think it has to be FDA approved before it can be sold as a food product.
Right, but like, it wouldn't be illegal, right? I mean...
To sell it, if it hadn't been FDA approved as a food product, yeah, it would be.
日本だとだから2021年って本当にすぐですよね。That's so exciting.
結構いろんな方がなんか食べてみたいとかっていう話が出るんですけど、まあ、あのインテグリカルチャーではもう21年から一部のレストランでフォアグラというふうに話はしてるんですけど、それよりも早く食べたい方にはもう精進ミートプロジェクト の, マニュアルでも自作をおすすめしてます。
自作ってこう どうやればいいんですか。例えばそのどういうものが必要でどういう
培養液はまず結構スーパーに売ってるものとかでもう混ぜて合成して
できるんだ。
で実はグリーンだからで細胞培養したこともあります。
であ
と培養する装置自体もまあ、いろんな方法あるんですけど電圧下げたおしぼりウォーマーとか、なんとかこう発泡スチロールの中に爬虫類マットを入れたりとか。
で、すごい。
スタートになる細胞も、まあ、鶏の有精卵を使う方法が一番手っ取り早いですね。
それをある程度まで育てて途中で取り出すみたいな。
そうですね。 でもうそれでも細胞を取り出すなんか途中半分帰ってるヒナから細胞ってかちょっと抵抗感ある人も多いので、あの一部はもう自宅の冷凍庫に細胞ストックをいっぱい貯めてる人まで出てきてます。
いやすごい。
なんで細胞ちょうだいしたらはいって渡す感じで
細胞係みたいな、
はい、
すごい。
で一部の小学生が最近魚の細胞培養に10歳でも成功してたりとか、もう夏の自由研究に一番結構いいと思います、培養肉作りは。
えすごい、全然知らなかった。そんなそんな普通に家でできるんだ
Times have changed.
Yeah. 今ちょっと衝撃を受けてるんですけど、
今日はちょっと持ってきてないですけど、あの、まあ、同人誌あるのでその中に書いてあります。
ああ、それは どこにどっかに売って、どこに売って
る、まあ、オンラインでも出してますけど、コミックジンさんにあの委託で出してたりもします。
なるほど。
夏の新刊、次の来週、今週末か、あのコミケで出そうとしたんですけどコミケ落選しまして。
あ、そうなん
だ。あの委託で出します、別のサークルで3日目の評論島の、まあ、ジャンル600のあのあたり。
なるほど。8月、今ね、今日あの収録してるのが8月6日なんですけど、
うん、
そっか、すごいな。
I've heard、so one of the upsides of this technology is that people are is that it wouldn't result in any cruelty、
うん、
towards animals. But from what I understand in the production process、
うん、
they are still using aSort of a blood serum from animals in the cultivation process. And so some、animal rights activists have criticized that aspect of the production process.、
They are not using a serum for production because it's too expensive and also、mm. dangerous.、
Mm.
So,
are there, do you know what it is that they're talking about? Like, there's some...
なんかその血清を使う方法もあるんですよね。
ただしそれは従来の方法なんですけど、ものすごくお金かかるので、それやってる人はいないと思います。まあ、ただし普通の細胞培養はみんな血清使ってるので、あんまり知らない人が培養肉も血清使ってるに違いないって決めつけて、なんかこうあれこれって言ってるのはあり得る感じですね。なるほど。
Can you describe the production process like in detail? Like, so youextract,
yes, extract cells, and then you also produce prepare the culture medium、mm-hmm. which contains the basal medium, which is like vitamins and sugar, amino acids、
mm-hmm.
and then also like a culture medium supplement, which can be like fetal bovine serum, but that's too expensive、
mm-hmm.
so they're using chemically defined supplements instead、
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those chemically defined supplements are like synthetic.
And then, what do you have to do to get it to start cultivating?
Put cells in culture medium and put it in incubator.
Oshibori machine.
そうです。Oshibori washing machine とか、もっといいやつ。And the cells multiply.
だそのanimal rights 的な観点で言うと、その最初にセルを取り出すところのみってことですよね。
まあ血液検査と同じような感じで、
うーん、まあ、ちょっという感じ。
あとお金はかかるでしょうけど、やろうと思えばちょっと毛だけ一本持ってきて、その毛根のところの細胞を iPS 細胞にも戻して、それを分化させて増やすとか。
なるほどなるほど、うん、そっか。
Are they choosing cells from very specific animals for this purpose? So I imagine if you want the best tasting meat, you would collect the cells from、
mm.
The best tasting、animal, right?
Yeah. So the American company, the Just, they basically got into contract with Toriyama Farm in Japan、because they wanted Wagyu cells.
No. 神戸牛とかね。これを例えば人間の肉でやろうとしたら、法律的に引っかかるわけですかね。
法律的に引っかかるかどうかはちょっと分かんないですね。まあ、ただし何でしょう、それで人肉を作ったとして、まず感情的な問題があるので、なんかいろんな全然思いもよらぬ法律とかで出てくるかもしれないですね。なんか個人情報の不正使用とか。
Cruelty-free cannibalism.
まあ、実はそれ絡みのやつ最近あの見てこれ SF コン、 SF コンなんかサイコンっていうのがあったんですけど、その中であるこう SF 書いてみようの講座の中でまさにこう短編 SF で本人の同意を得て作る人肉培養肉の話が出てきます
ね。すごいでどう、確かに同意を得ないで作るのはかなり倫理的な問題がありそうですよね。
まあ、それを倫理と取るか法律と取るか、生命倫理の話じゃちょっとなくなってくると思うんですよ ね、
そうです
よね。むしろ情報の扱いとかそういう話になるかなと思います。
なんかこう石原さとみの髪の毛をどうにかして入手して作った、
うん、
石原さとみ肉みたいな、こう完全に本人の同意を得てないみたいな、
うん、
あとまあ以前単純にプライバシー、
アンドルド・シュワルツネッカーが舐めてたこう飴玉をこう吐き出したのをこう拾ってきて誰か eBay に出したっていうのがあったんですけど、その時 eBay はこの人体の一部という理由で取り下げたんですよね。
なるほど、うん、こう唾液がついてるからっていうこと、
は
い、DNA 情報が含まれてるからそれを勝手に売るなみたいな、
うん、I feel like our DNA is falling off of us、
うん、
all the time everywhere、
yeah.
you know they it
ただまあそれをだから売ってお金儲けしていいかっていう話なんじゃない、
うんうん、It'll be weird when people can collect genetic material from just skin cells or you know, so if someone just walks through an area、
うん、
or if someone walks past someone else、うん、you know, they could have a skin cell on their jacket or something、
うん、
Yeah, actually, so with the synthetic biology like coming in, people are now talking about copywriting DNA sequence
Copywriting. そっか。
Because DNA sequence can be designed. So I talked about the Pikachu meat, but the Pikachu DNA sequence that's、right. potentially can be like copyrighted.
Right.
I mean, you can. I mean, you have a copyright on a program on a computer,、yeah. right? So、
mm.
that kind of makes sense.
そっか。だから。
That's why people are mad at Monsanto.
Right.だから牛にしろピカチュウにしろ何にせよこうデザインミートってなった時には、うん、その DNA を書いた人がその権利を有してる、
うん、かもしれない
感じになる
かもしれない、はい、それに近い権利が例えばあの種苗育成権とかいう形ですでにあったりもするので、
うーん、うん、な何育成権、
種苗育成権ですね。種苗っていうのは種とか苗とか、
ああそっかそっかそっかそっか、面白い。
Are there potential applications for printed cell structures that aren't food? So if you printed a, what is that, super metal snail or whatever, like some of these really, yeah, really strong cells that certain animals can produce, certain shells or something, they could have... seems like structural uses, maybe.
なんか建物に使うとか。
Yeah.
Yeah. So cell culture can be used for that sort of like engineering and transhumanism applications. Although slightly down on the timeline, but because cell culture is, I would say it's like one like basic or fundamental technology that has many applications. It can be used for like.A lot of different applications.
Yeah. なんか勝手にできる壁みたいな。なんかこうどんどん増える、はい、増えて、まあどっかしらで止まるようにしてとかもできるっちゃできる。
そうですね。アメリカにあのリングローブっていう会社があって、そこはあの培養木材やろうとしてます。で培養木材をの技術があれば、まあ例えばこう高さ300メートルの継ぎ目のない木造ビルなんていうのも。
なるほど、
理屈上はできることになります。
そっか。で、木を伐採する必要もないってことだもん。
So there's no problem making like how do vegetable cells turn out with this sort of technology? Like plant cells, because I know plant cells. Can you cultivate plant cells and maybe use their structural properties or?
Yeah, so it happens in like different levels, but the existing technology is the callus culture, and like people take a tiny bits of like carrot cells and grow, and initially it turns into like orange chunk of cells, but then suddenly like a differentiation happens and a sprout comes out of the cellular mass. And that's like already been done like everywhere. But in the future, what could happen is that you just make like apple or without the tree.
そっか.
And there's already a company that's producing cranberry or something berry shakes without the berry, because all you need is the cells in like mishmash.
あ、そっかそっか. だから飲み物だったら別に噛まなくていいから、そのテクスチャーとか関係ないのか。そっか。
So for various, I guess like extracts or like, I don't know, like drink mixers or something. like there are a lot of sort of processed versions of fruits and and sort of the processed version that doesn't have. The structure seems like even if I mean whether or not it's meat some company would be able to do that.
Yeah, that could be, but then it probably wouldn't pay. Because the meat has got higher unit price, a lot higher price than unit price than vegetables or like juice. So if you want to because a lot, large part of the part of juice is like sugar, but if you're using sugar to produce to culture, culture like plant cells, then why not just drink the sugar in the first place?
I don't know, grapes cost like 1,400 yen at my super, so I was thinking,
for those things has got an applications, But when it comes to juice, probably just drink the sugar flavored with grape.
ただでも自分の家でそれが作れるとかってなったらまだ全然違う話ですよね。
そうですね。
It's weird to think of, you know, we have so many things around, around us that we make in the shapes that we want to make them in. But none of these things are cells, right? They're other stuff. But, you know, could you make a water bottle out of cells? Could you make a light switch out of cells? I mean, it's kind of weird to think about, but if like everything in this room was
made of cells,
Actually, that's the dream of the CTO, the Dr. Ikko. And he, for him, meat is only a one of the milestones. And what he ultimately wants to do is basically produce those living objects, machines, and a functional something.
Wow.
Such as, like, in the, ultimately, possibly, like, a bionic starship.
Right.
Like, the ship is alive.
Yeah.
Right. だってそのスケーリーフットだっけ、そのメタルを含んでるその生き物とかもいるわけで。だから、やろうと思えばすごい強い素材でも細胞で作れるっていうことですよね。
まあそうですね。ちょっと先の話にはなると思いますけど。
So the main challenge and it seems like it may take some time still for to overcome this is to be able to proliferate these cells in a particular structure in a particular shape. And to integrate other types of cells with them in order to support that structure.
Yeah.
So just the placement of of each cell, each type of cell is the main hurdle, but once once that is resolved, then all kinds of crazy things will be possible, right?
Well, and on top of that, if you want to do Pikachu meat, then that comes like gene editing and those things. But if you are producing cell cultured meat, then you don't have to do gene edits. But if you want to produce like mammoth or dinosaur or Pikachu meat, then that's where like genetic engineering comes in. And well, there are different opinions on the use of those technologies on food. So, but
こうバイオニクって言った時にこうやっぱ食用っていうことだけをしか知らなかったけど、そのモノオブジェクスを細胞で作るってなった時に一気にだからその、まあ、ゴミ問題というかその燃えないゴミ問題みたいな とかプラスチック問題とか、うん、いろんなことが同時に一気に解決される可能性があるってことですよね。
まあそんなので、うん、あの生もの作りって呼んでるのは、うん、あのそこです。
あ、物作りですね。生もの作り、すごい。ものづくり2.0どころじゃないですね。
really、
もう 10.0 ぐらい。
Like、some ドラえもんスタ。
本当ドラえもんだ。だってあと究極にだから無駄がないってことですもんね。その例えばリンゴを、うん、まあ、木から育ててただ食べれるとこはここだけっていうじゃなくて、もう食べれるとこだけを一から作っちゃえばいい、
うん、そうですね。
Is any of this alive? Like how do you think about whether it's the cells are
yeah cells are alive
are alive? Is that the answer?
Well, alive and conscious are different things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. It kind of makes people think about big questions, too.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, that's also, that's where the animal rights and those, such argument becomes a bit of an issue between East and West, because what Western people think about is is that conscious, whereas the East, like Asian people, they think about is that alive.
So if the cells are alive, it's still not good.
And also at the same time, like Western style animal welfare argument sounds like complete nonsense to like East Asians. And on the other hand, like East Asians do some ritual things such as, for example, in whales, like Japanese build like shrines.To like make atonement for the whales being killed, but for Western, from Western point of view, that looks like a witchcraft, probably. So this karma-based argument and animal welfare-based argument based on like utilitarianism, so they tend to clash in this field.
Right. What do you think about the history of Japan and meat? Because Japan has a very strange history with meat, right? Yeah. So like.Japan had like 1,000 years straight where all meat except for like fish and pig was banned by in 660 or something by Tenmu. Tenno.
Yeah.
Tenmu だけ言うと私一瞬誰って思っちゃった。
I had to put Tenno on
呼び捨て。
But yeah, for like 1,000 years, there was only...There was such a huge culture around pork and eating like inoshishi and stuff in Japan that they couldn't ban pork. But Tenno was a Buddhist and he adopted Buddhist teaching from the monks and they told him that you cannot kill animals. So they like outlawed it. And that was in place for 1,000 years. That's so long.
その精進ミートって精進ってついてるけど、はい、それはそっからっていうか精進料理とかから来てる。
まあ一部は来てるんですけど、ただしあの培養で殺してないから精進料理で使えるっていう話ではないです。というのもあの精進料理というのはもともと禅の修行のために使うんですけど、あのそこの禅の修行のための料理なので修行に役立つのかっていうのがポイントなんですよね。
なるほど。
そうすると禅の目的っていうのはやっぱりこう雑念とか欲望を消し去ることで、その中には肉食欲も含まれているので、あのまあ肉そっくりさんとかは言ってみればチートなので、まあ、そこはあの妥協の産物なんですよ。原理主義はやらないので なのであの、まあ、精進料理とかそういう観点からすると細胞培養肉は結局のところ、まあ、大豆ミートと扱いとしては同じです。でむしろの精進ミートの名前の方はなんかこう無益な摂取、まあ、環境破壊ですよね。まあ、それを止めるために絶えず努力するのは精進しますのあっちの方の意味です、ね、
なるほどなるほど面白い。
まあ、あとアジアっぽくてこう英語で言いやすいっていうのもあります。
確かにアジアっぽいアジアっぽいし言いやすい。確かに。
Do you think in Japan there people will be more accepting or less accepting of bio nika than in the West?
I would say about the same, and the West could be like anything. That's another thing, like South America or South Africa, or does that include Russia? And
yeah,
you know, and ultimately, it's basically taste, price, and convenience. And so, what I'm more looking into is the market price of meat in different countries. Mm. And when it comes to Japan, because it has to import a lot of meat, the price parity would happen sooner than in the U.S.
Also, there's the possibility of governments introducing some sort of penalties or taxes on the externalities of meat production in terms of perhaps
carbon tax or something.
Yeah, carbon greenhouse gas emissions and water consumption and so forth. So if something like that were implemented, that would raise the price on the shelf of meat quite substantially.
なんかこう海外あの欧米だとやっぱりその動物愛護の観点が結構押し出されていて、こうベジタリアンの人たちがじゃあこれを食べるか食べないかみたいな、食べる派と食べない派でまた分かれてたりとかいろいろあるけど、日本だとこうあんまりなんかこうしれっと逆に受け入れそう、面白いみたいな感じ、なんかこう議論になるとかっていうよりかは、
まあ、安くて美味しければみたいな、
いいよみたいな、
Who do you think will be eating it first? Will it be people in places, you know, developed countries, or will it be, you know, starving people will be eating it first? Or it's the thing is, it starts quite expensive, and then
because it starts expensive and gets cheaper, it will probably be the like rich people starting to eat first.
It's like novelty.
やっぱフォアグラとかとかミシュランレストランとかさ、ノーマみたいな感じでああいうとこが始まるんじゃない？
Yeah, and then when people that can afford it try this novel experience, they'll help fund the development of a technology that really seems like, you know, 10 years from now or 20 years from now, it could really be making a huge impact on our food and our,
めっちゃ楽しみ。
So, our effect on the environment. And
yeah, we're already seeing like sort of similar things with gasoline cars into electric cars.
Yeah, absolutely.
ちょっと自分の家でやってみるのやりたい。グリーンだからとおしぼり。
What do you think about the adoption of electric cars in Japan, and it hasn't really been moving forward? I mean, it's sort of a different topic, but you have some knowledge in this area.
I used to work with batteries.
Right. Yeah. And I'm a huge believer in battery technology and decentralized grids and their potential to help, especially Japan. What do you think about everything that's going on with this? And maybe you can comment on the hydrogen initiative as well.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to batteries, it all comes down to like battery prices. And right now is the range anxiety is still there, but it's getting resolved. But I think the contactless charging is the killer. Contactless charging is probably the key to like widespread adoption of like electric cars. Yeah, because that's one of the reasons why Nissan wanted to do that in as early as 2013. But it seems like they couldn't work out on the international standardization of like contactless charging, that it hasn't been like implemented yet.
And that would use like electromagnetic induction.
Most possibly, but there are like other ways of doing it. So, cannot tell like which one wins.
なんか携帯とかでもね、結構前からこう、このトレイに置いただけで充電するみたいな風になるって言われてるけど、意外とまだないもんね。その普及してない。
充電器が高いから。
そっか。
What do you think about in terms of sort of on the large scale battery power storage applications, balancing the grid, you know, as opposed to currently we have sort of coal fire peaker plants that are quite carbon emission heavy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing in Toshiba actually. Huh. But this is large scale, utility scale batteries.
Hmm.
And it all comes down to like battery prices. Mm-hmm. So with the current battery prices, what you can do is the like what is it? Such as like frequency regulations, mm-hmm. which basically does something about the stochastic intermittency of like wind power and solar power. But mm-hmm. when it comes to like morning and daytime and nighttime like mm-hmm. power shifting, then you need huge battery. Mm-hmm. And that costs a lot.
What do you think of Tesla recently revealing their, is it the megawatt hour battery installations for, I guess it's a larger scale version of what they already had installed in Australia.
Yeah. So that's basically the right way as the battery prices comes down, because so initially it could do in reasonable price was the frequency regulation, mm-hmm. but as the price goes down, it can be used for like bulk energy storage. It's beginning to be able to be used for like bulk energy storage.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And it seems like the prices are coming down, and one way they've really been able to address that is simply by scaling up the production and make way more batteries at once.
Yeah.
And they also have acquired, like Tesla acquired a company called Maxwell, and they had some dry battery cathode technology where they don't have to lay out all the cathodes for the dry process.
Solid state batteries are like being talked about like even more, because I think recently battery companies, it's not in battery companies, I think it's electronic components companies, they developed this like printable battery on electronic circuits. So you can have battery on one of the like graphic boards that you could buy in the Akihabara.
Wow. How's the performance of that technology?
Don't know.
That's because I always see some really cool technology, and then one aspect of the battery technology would be like, oh, we can't. It's not that useful, because they've had solid state batteries and sort of super capacitors since like the mid 70s or early 80s. They were Casio was even using super capacitors inside their.
Yeah.
Like watches and stuff in like the 80s. Those kind of went away. It's kind of amazing how long they've been working on that technology.
Energy density, power density, and also cyclability. You have to, it's always like if you take power density, then the cyclability comes down, and those things happen all the time.
Oh, sorry, go
ahead. So I think like lithium sulfur batteries like finally like coming in, but it's sort of like, is it there or not? It's kind of like, I think, arguable.
They've made progress getting rid of certain metals, reducing I guess lithium use, and almost completely eliminating cobalt use in the batteries, which I think has brought down the prices a lot. But do you think Japan is kind of entering I've been sort of watching what's been going on with the energy thing in Japan for a while, and like the hydrogen initiative and then what's going on in other places. And I feel like it's not really going a good direction in Japan. There's not enough effort in terms of scaling up battery production, and there's too much money being spent on hydrogen initiatives and hydrogen infrastructure that will I think lose out in the end to electrification. But how do you feel about that?
The money spent on hydrogen doesn't necessarily go to like electric cars, because they are spent on totally different things. And hydrogen initiative is going more into testing and research and development, while the money for battery is basically going to industrial or large scale plants. So you will be talking about amount of money that's about 100 times different.
Well, Well, there's huge amounts of money being put into hydrogen infrastructure for fueling of vehicles, right? Which could alternatively be put into electric vehicles, which I think...
And, well, the large-scale battery factory will cost 100 times more. Yeah, so he'll be talking about different amount of money for like different industry players.
Do you think that the use case for hydrogen in cars is good, or
for cars? Or? It depends on batteries, actually, and also the battery charging infrastructure. So, if there's contactless charging, like charge as you drive on like highways, then probably you wouldn't need hydrogen.
Some of the cars now are going like 400. Miles. I mean, like, that's, I mean, they're up in like the 600 kilometer range. Yeah. Tesla's newest car is like $35,000.
Yeah, but too expensive, I would say.
Yeah, but if you think about the cost of the batteries in the car by itself, it's almost the same as if you bought the car from Tesla, you know, which is pretty crazy.
Well, but at the same time, when battery cars becomes that widespread, then becomes the question of like, where do you get lithium? You know, and there's already sort of like a resource war going over who gets the control of lithium resources.
But there, I think there's a lot of, isn't there a lot of lithium on Earth though?
Well, if you can extract from seawater, sort of yes. But resources can become resources as long as if it's extractable at a reasonable price. And actually, this argument is also the same with cell cultured meat, because once cell cultured meat meat production becomes mainstream, then where do you get that like 100 million tons of amino acids? And that's another question to be asked in the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting I guess the way you think about things, you know, these are systems, and how well can they scale, and in what ways are they going to scale in it? Because everyone saw the tiny burger that cost like $1 million or something, you know, 5 years ago. It's like, okay, good luck with that. But it's pretty much, you know, down to, almost affordable price, right? I mean, it's not quite there, but way better than $1 million.
そっか、アミノ酸が足りなくなっちゃう。
足りなくなるというよりは、それだけの量を供給する業者とかがまだないっていう話なので。
なるほど。そっか。
Do you have any ideas for how in the future this kind of operation could be scaled up, sort of a gigafactory for
amino acids.
Yeah.
So that's probably be done by fermentation. So it takes sugar and fertilizers as the input, and grow yeast or whatever bacteria, or it could be even algae, and then the algae or yeast will be digested into amino acids.
So at a certain point, the main barrier for progress is going to be. You're gonna have the most benefit versus cost by simply scaling up the production, right? So right now, it probably makes more sense to focus on the innovation aspect, but eventually it will be, going to scale, right?
Yeah.
And that's gonna be what you said, 2023.
Neat. Some processed meat.
Right.
Or like a supermarket launch of foie gras.
Whoa.
And when do you think this will be produced at such a scale that it's readily available the same way that meat is in supermarkets?
Mid-2030s probably, because to do that, we need a large-scale plant which will have the similar scale as those like little petrochemical plants. But building those plants, you have to start with like negotiating with the neighbors, and is it okay to build a chemical plant here? And some neighbors say, no, we don't want that in the backyard, and all sorts of things happen.
Right. そっか、そういう、そういうところから始めないといけない。
What do you think about the timeline in terms of utilization in space? Because there's the Artemis program right now, which is trying to send humans to the moon to stay around the moon for a while, and then obviously people are trying to go to Mars and set up a base there. So, and the planning for all that stuff is happening right now. So, you know, if there's a potential solution for food on the moon or Mars, you know, I imagine you guys would be talking about it already.
Cultured cell-based meat in space, it's actually food not for astronauts, but for more like tourists and like civilians, actually. I would say lay people in space. Yeah, because astronauts, or they basically eat anything if they are commanded. So initially, what would happen is that they will be eating algae or like synthesized protein or those things, and probably not cell-based meat.
But Elon said that they want to have like a pizza restaurant on the spaceship and stuff, you know. Is they're thinking, you know, once they have a couple astronaut teams there that they want, like food can be
大事でしょ?
Yeah, like for your mental health and make you feel good, and make, if you don't have access to any meat or meat cells at all on Mars, that would be much worse than if you could have some kind of meat, even like little chunks of meat for your like chahan, right? Like just little bits would make a huge difference. So,
まあだから今までみたいにこう任期が決まっているというか、いついつに帰ってきます。あとじゃあ3ヶ月後とか、3ヶ月後に帰ってくればお肉食べれますっていう人と違って、いつ次肉食べれるか分かんないみたいな人たち向けっていうことですよね。つまり。
そうですね。まあ言ってみれば肉はまあ贅沢品なんですよね。タンパク質としては。
Well, the, you know, they need, if you're working on Mars, you would need protein, right? You you need to eat protein in some form anyways. So if they could use the resources on the Martian surface to synthesize or cultivate
meat cells. 火星でフォアグラ。
Martian foie gras.
Martian foie gras. カニ味噌とかね。なんかこうテクスチャーがあんまないけど味がめっちゃあるみたいな、なんかエビの頭チューチューした出てくるやつとかあるじゃないですか、ああいうのとかめっちゃ良さそう、なんかありがたそう。
Do you think this will have a meaningful impact on climate change and us reducing our emissions and our resource use, and if so, like how soon could itreally make a meaningful difference? Because I feel like the there's kind of a race for solutions, you know.
I would say at least it would take years. Yeah, because the transition of that scale doesn't happen overnight. But the transition would be from climate change aspect, it's meat production that accounts for about 18% of the entire like greenhouse gas emission, and that comes down to like very like possibly 1% or even less. Yeah, but the biggest change is probably not there. It will probably be we're probably looking at how people think about meat. And the entire cultures are around built around meat, and that's the thing where it changes. That's the thing that changes the most, I think.
Right. ね、だからその考え方、その肉だけじゃなくてさっきのリンゴの話もそうですけど、その食べ物をどうやって作るかっていうことの大革命みたいな感じですもんね。その何を食べるのかっていう、なんだろう、こう今までの概念とあまりにも違うから。
まあ、その頃にはそうすると昔の人は動物の死体を食べてたらしいぞみたいな話になるかもしれないですね。
だわざわざ動物一から育てて子供を産ませたりしてたんだってみたいな、なんかそういう。
How do you think about humans' relationship to nature, and how does this kind of play into that? Because some people feel like, you know, they see the AI and the robots and the automated this and the the virtual reality and now the cell cultivated meat stuff, and they're like, oh my god, it's all going it's to much. Like this crazy like super science fiction super like removed from nature version of reality.
でもさ、もともとその例えば野生のもう全然人間がこうなんだろう交配とかでこういじってない牛と今の牛で全然違うとか、こう鶏も全然違くなってるとか、そういう意味で言うともうとっくの昔からこう自然とはかけ離れてるというか、
そうですね、
だから新しいわけではない、そういう意味ではこう
but they think, you know,
ショックを受けるようなことではないような、
like、a shepherd or like cattle herder is still like natural for like most people,
right?
You know, because it's it's like a, I mean, humans domesticated cattle more than 10,000 years ago.
Yeah, you know? But なんだろうその大量に育てて大量にこう屠殺して大量にあのトランスポートしてでガーって世界中のスーパーで売ってとかそういうなんだそれをじゃあ自然と捉えるのかっていうと
Yeah, well, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, but I think for a lot of for certain people, you know, the
だそういう現実をやっぱり人間が見ないといけないよね。
So that's the one of the like I would say that could potentially become a violent flashpoint, which is like as cell-based meat or even plant-based meat becomes mainstream, there will be more people like who have already given up eating conventional meat and made that switch. Mm-hmm. And what could happen is that the ethical problem with the existing conventional meat becomes a like hotly debated issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, because obviously I killing animal there's one point of argument.
Yeah.
And then a lot more.
だからその美味しくある程度テクスチャーもちゃんと確保された、あの培養肉がある中でなぜあえてこっちを食べるみたいな話にはしかも高いみたいな、ってなった時にこうなんでわざわざそっち食べるのみたいなことにはなりそう。
Yeah, it's weird to think like in the future if we have like the brain implant like Neuralink or something、I mean they can just induce flavorJust direct to your brain.
Yeah, so that's why I think the the competing technologies for like cultured meat is actually VR.
Wow.
So that would be our like, main rival.
Wow, that's so interesting.
So it's not plant-based meat, which is our rival. It's like VR.
Yeah,
right.
If they could stimulate your brain and make you taste things, that would be crazy. And you don't get fat. You could eat as much as you want.
Yeah.
Right?
That's awesome. Yeah, that's so だね。で、それこそそ、ね、こう自然からもっと先行っちゃってるけど。だからそれに抵抗があるっていうのはなんかわかる気がするけどね。なんか脳がハイジャックされてるわけだからさ。
Right. Well, this is, you know, the Ted Kaczynski angle is like, we're gonna go too far. And then we humans won't be able to recognize themselves, and we'll kind of be in our own imagination. We'll live inside of a totally a human created, human directed world.
だからそういう視点で言うと、その、まあ、VR 対培養肉でいくと、培養肉が自然側に立ってるわけですもんね。
そうですね。
その伝統の側というか。
It's all relative.
Yeah. 本当相対的に言うとね、完全に伝統。伝統側、ね、面白い。
Yeah, could you print like computers and like other, you know, you could make all kinds of things out of cells that you could potentially make something that computes.
Which means you mean like cultured brain?
Yeah, but
cultured computer.
Could we make brains? However, if you can proliferate like neurons, and then you can arrange the neurons, and right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that go somewhere?
I'm actually reading. あれ読みました。三体。
三体まだ読んでないです。
あ、ちょっとそういうのが出てくるからちょっとネタバレになっちゃうから言わないけど。
It's like the Boltzmann brain.
No, it's this book, sci-fi book, Chinese sci-fi book.
Is the main character just a brain?
No.
How do you know?
Well, I don't know yet, but I don't think so. So, so. Muscle, yeah. I'm not going to.
It's so interesting to think about how food is changing, how it has changed, you know, over the last 20, 30,000 years. And we get to be right on the cutting edge of it. And where is this?
Yeah, that's so, ma, 13 年にそのオランダでバイオニクのハンバーガーやりましたみたいな時に多分番組で話した時とかは全然こう本当に未来の話みたいな、もういつになるかも全然わからんみたいな感じだったけど、もう再来年にフォアグラってなるぞ、もうかなりの現実的な話。
Sort of our everyone's normal understanding of cells、is that cells are just, you learn about cells, your body has cells, meat has cells, you like know that, but it doesn't change anything about your life, it doesn't really do anything. But this is one area where like this, the fact that we're made of cells, the fact that meat is made of cells, is like, it's so tangible. It's just like, no, like they really are made of cells, and we can just make cells, you know, divide and just have a bunch more cells. I mean, you're made of cells.
Yeah, everyone's made of cells.
Is that a question?
But it feels weird to think about it, you know, that you're made of cells and that the cells are alive. And to say like you're alive, like what does that mean? The cells are alive. So like, is it the interaction between the cells that like makes something that's sort of virtually, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like how does it all click together and like turn on? It's weird.
That's where like alive and conscious are different things. Things come in,
right?
Yeah. Because cells are changing every day.
Yeah.
So probably in 2 months' time, you, like more than half of your bodies would be entirely replaced by different matter.
Right.
Yeah, and then what is it that you're talking about? Like, if I say that you're alive or your cells are alive, like when I say like you, am I just referring to like a bunch of cells together, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Really weird.
It's weird to think about.
なんかあの、インテグレカルチャーのサイトにこう漫画みたいなのが載ってるじゃないですか。なんか今日のご飯はどうするみたいな、私は牛肉、私はチキン、あ、じゃあ作りますみたいな、あれはすごい想像しやすくて面白かった。なんかこんな身近に、だからそれこそ今マイケルが言ったみたいに、身近にこう細胞をいじくるみたいな、ことがこう家庭でできるようになったらどうなるかなっていうのが、
まあ、すでにこれまでも自宅でなんかこう醸造業をやってる醸造業ですよね。
なんか
納豆とかなんかそういうの作る人いるから、まああれとまあ大して変わらないんじゃないかなと思います。
漬物毎日こうしてる人とかね、
発酵させてるとか。
そっか。
Do you think there could be a small device maybe this around the size of a microwave like the one in the Fifth Element where you could just put the ingredients in the machine and it can just make me or
that is what Shoji Meat Project was displaying on the Maker Faire.
And is this process something that we can accelerate, or like the proliferation itself, can we make that much faster in the future, or
we can, but that would probably involve gene editing.
Ah, so ka, so ka.
But will you do it?
Well, as an integrated culture company, that depends on the like if the consumers are okay with it. For Shoji Meat Project, because it's like a DIY, and people different things. Like someone will sooner or later do it.
So. Right now, would it be considered? Right now, it'd be not GMO. But if you change the genes to accelerate the proliferation, then it would move into GMO category.
そっか。遺伝子組み換えバイオ肉。
Right. Mm. But if you wanted to have a machine inside your home that made food, you know, no one's going to buy the microwave that takes four times longer to heat up the food, right? So so you'd want something that that proliferates the cells faster, I think.
そうか。そうするとだから家でやるって感、家でやるのが普通になった未来を想像したときには、基本は多分遺伝子組み換え版になるんですかね。
家でやる、それも2週家庭菜園と同じかなというふうに思ってて、家庭菜園もまあ2週間や3週間かかりますよね、育つまで。
確かに。
それと同じかなと思います。
そっかそっか。なるほど。
なのでそこでもうキャベツの遺伝子をいじって3日で育つようにしようとかっていうのではできるかもしれないけど、やる人はまあ今とかもいないですよね。
そっかそっか。確かに。めちゃくちゃ忍耐力ない人じゃんみたいな感じか。
You know how muscles are structured? Typically, they have like this, I guess you call the primary bundle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are smaller bundles like inside the larger bundle. If you cultivate the cells and then you sort of wrap it in one of those bundles and simply sort of package that in that general structure, do you think that could... Is that sort of what's being pursued, or is there another different method for getting the structure?
Oh, different companies are aiming towards that, and so progress is being made, but not there yet.
But that's essentially what they're trying to do is kind of create a bunch of cells and then to put a wrapper around it.
Yeah, that's basically the muscle structure.
それってこうどんな形でもいいわけなんですか。なんかこういうのは無理みたいな。
まあ形状に関しては、まあ例えば長さ1ナノメートルとか無理でしょうけど、なんかその形っていうのもなんかどういう範囲想定してますか。
なんかその東大のやつ見たときにこうサイコロステーキみたいな風にこう、まあ、リリース出してて、その時にあなんかこう。形を選べるのかって思ったんですよね。
形は選べます。でももちろんやっぱり限度があって、バイオリアクターよりも大きいのは無理だし、なんか細胞よりも小さいのもちょっときついかなと思います。でも小さいとか薄いとか。
なるほど。
Are there any potential negative applications for this sort of technology?
You mean cell-based meat?
Yeah, are the technologies involved in cell-based meat? I mean, is there any potential for, I guess, sort of a Frankenstein or like aSomewhere to use it for some...
I would say harassment by human meat.
やっぱ石原さとみ肉みたいなことじゃない? Harassment.
Yeah, making celebrity meats. Celebrity meats. How about that?
Celebritymeats.inc みたいな。
There's already one, actually.
Really?
It has been talked about even before Mark posts burger.
Wow.
What?
And there's a film called Antiviral. And that talks about celebrity meat.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yikes.
So late to the celebrity
meat. For consumption, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh. That's so weird. People are strange. But okay.
Is there any pushback from, like, spiritual groups or
Religious
leaders, or like what does the Catholic, does the Pope, does the Pope have like an official stance on this?
No, because the actual thing is not on the market yet. So that they right now, like, it's not the, it's just not the time for even for them yet to say anything, comment anything on it.
I mean, even if they didn't like it, it wouldn't really make a difference. But
Yeah. まあだってね、 iPS 細胞とか、まあ、こういちいちコメントしないですもんね、なんか広まらない限り。
There was a lot of resistance to sort of stem cell research and stuff you know, like a decade ago. But doesn't seem to be that much lately. Right?
Are they, what's the Christianity is okay about killing animals for food, right? They're not vegans or anything, right? No. So, so か.
But a lot of, I mean, certain religions have peculiar attitudes towards specific animal meat.
Mm.
So, like, I mean, would Islam have a problem with, like,
yeah, pork meat?
Yeah, cultivating pork meat is, or is, or could, you know, grown meats be kosher or that sort of thing? You know, like,
right.
There would have to be some dialogue about whether that checks out. Do you know?
Yeah, there are a few research papers on if cell-based meat qualifies as halal or not.
And
there's also some, because halal standards is not like global standard.
Mm.
It depends on which imam, it depends on the imam.
Right.
There's also I think there was one imam who said cell-based meat is basically the same as yogurt. It's not where there's an argument would arise.
Interesting.
面白い. Yogurt.
And you think the Buddhist stance would be resisting this or okay with it? Because you're not killing an animal, right?
So いいんじゃない? Buddhism 的にはこっちの方が。
Seems fine, right?
摂取してない。
And are you religious?
No.
I'm not super surprised, but...
Mm. Yeah. Right. そっか。Right? It should be. I mean, I assume that they prefer this over our traditional agriculture.
Well, is it vegan? It's not.
It's not vegan, right? It's.
It depends on like which vegan you'll be talking about, because veganism is not like single entity.
But usually, like if it contains any kind of animal product, it's not. Usually, it's not regarded as vegan, right? So
this, they might say because you had to like take the cells out once.
Yeah, I don't think it's vegan.
Are you vegan?
No. What? No.
Yeah, I don't know. That it's interesting. It kind of raises those questions too.
There are arguments like about vegetarians. Like vegans would probably not touch this, but some vegetarians would. If it's just if no animals are harmed.
But so why would a vegan not? Why wouldn't this be vegan?
Because it contains animal product or something that derives from animals.
Yeah, there are different reasons. There are different reasons for people to become like vegans, apparently. And some of them because they don't want to harm animals. And for some people, it's because the meat is dirty.
I know that PETA is quite supportive.
That's an animal rights organization. Yeah.
So they don't care that it's made from animal cells. Mm. They care about how the animals are treated.
Yeah because their focus is on animal welfare.
So for them...
So I guess it depends on
the
person or the organization.
Could fur be produced this way? Fur.
Fur?
Because some of the fur...
そっか。毛皮。
Yeah, the way that they get fur is extremely cruel. Yeah.
Or leather?
Leather. And for leather, there's a company called Modern Metal in New York. They're working on the cultured leather.
Wow. Because leather is quite expensive. Yeah.
そっか。培養革とか培養毛皮。
A new, like, new synthetic
leathers. About 培養造毛?
There's a company called Pembient. Who's apparently working on rhino horns.
Poaching が問題になってるから作れれば。
So you could grow ivory for like pianos and stuff?
Potentially, yeah.
すごいね。
Wow. Because then you could start growing things that people... You know, a lot of things that we use are just easily... We can obtain them quite easily. But there are a lot of cells... parts of animals that could be very useful, but the animal itself is not accessible quite easily,
like
the weird shrimp things.
Yeah.
So if you just got the cells once, then proliferated that, you could get around the problem of not being able to access it. So you could make, you know, piano keys out of that weird full metal snail, right. or all kinds of different yeah. materials that we didn't have access to before.
ね、だからそういう造形みたいに禁止されてるやつとかも安く作れるようになるとか、だから三味線の皮を培養猫皮で作るってなった時にちょっとだから抵抗がある。
Wait, do they use
cat skin? それ面白い。うん、
wow.
でもだからね、この猫皮を作るのに何の猫も死んでいませんとか、猫の毛皮のスカーフを買いますか、別に猫誰も死んでないですって言った時に、あ、猫好きだから欲しいってなるのか、あ、猫好きだからちょっと抵抗あるっていうのか、それも人によって分かれそうですよね。うん、面白くない
Wow. The world kind of feels like Minecraft or something after I hear about this. You know, like Minecraft.
Yeah.
You know?
何でも作れちゃう。しかも本物ですもんね。
そうですね。
本物の毛皮。は
い、
本物の象牙。
Yeah, and the meat too. I mean, it's, they're real meat cells, which is...
Yeah, 本物の肉.
Because people are saying fake meat or artificial meat or...
But this is real. You could eat your own meat if you wanted to.
Wouldn't that... Does that make you sick or something? If you, like, eat your... You eat human meat? No.
Well, you have to be watching for viral or bacterial contamination, but that's the same with any other culture.
If you cook it well.
Yeah. I thought some people like would go insane if they like
ate. I thought it's if you eat the human brain.
Yeah.
I thought I read about something like that,
Kuru,
right?
Kuru disease. But that's basically the same as like BSE or CJD.
Ah, okay. I see. そっかそっか。ああ、そっかそっかそっか。Right. Yikes. 面白い。妄想が広がる。でも妄想じゃないんですよね。もう本当の話だから。
It's all
so weird.
Just the scaling up and the structure, right?
そっか。
That's it. That's what it seems like, right? It's just structure, and scale, which is just
from like commercialization and technology point of view,
なんか試食会みたいのをやる予定とか別にない感じですか？
わあ、今のところ目先では特にそういうな計画はしてないですけど、まあ食べたければもう
自分でやって、はい、そっか。いや、自由研究ね、テーマ探してるからみんなこれいいんじゃない？絶対楽しいじゃん。
Is there any way that you could really, I mean, if you were trying to do this yourself, like, could go horribly wrong or something you really need to be careful of, or just, I guess, contamination? Or?
Yeah, that's one.
Just follow the instructions.
But even if you follow the instructions, the technology is not 100% yet, and you still get contamination just by bad luck.
Huh.
Yeah.
And what's the success rate, or what's the rate of contamination typically?
I would say right now like 50-50. Also, it also depends on how clean your room is.
そりゃそうだね。
Is your room pretty clean?
I don't do that experiment in my room because I mostly do like synthesis of DIY culture medium.
I see.
なんかあの JAXA と一緒のプロジェクトで宇宙塩っていうやつを見たんですけど、
スペースソルト、はいはい、
あれはなんか普通の塩と違うんですか？
まあ、あれはあのアミノ酸とかも入った塩です。
うまみ？
うまみですね。
うまみが強い塩、宇宙塩、そう、なんか培養肉だけじゃないんだと思って、
What do you think is what comes after this kind of technology? OrIs there some future iteration of this that you're looking forward to, or is it kind of just this but huge scale and more fine structure, or is there some
design meat みたいな?
Well, is there some technology that could overcome, or how will this relate to genetic engineering and sort of growing, having the structure encoded in the DNA itself to produce
food. Yeah, so like the cell-based meat obviously is basically, it's the way to build hardware. Mm-hmm. And those what's on the DNA, that's kind of like a software part.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So in the future, what could happen is that you build the hardware by cell culture and do the software by gene edits. And right now, we're working just on the hardware.
With the software, you could... It seems like you'd be able to program the structure into the cultivation itself directly, right?
Yeah, that's another possibility.
その特定の形とかサイズになるようにってことですよね。もしくは特定の味とか特定の物質を作るようにとか。
That's such a weird genome.
Yeah.
For something to have. It would have a genome to grow itself into a piece of food, which is crazy.
だって今までそういうのってない、生命として、その生命って言っていいのか分かんないけど、この細胞が食べられる、なんか食べられるのに適したその姿形に、それだけの目的を持って育つってないですもんね。
まあ言い方によってはもうすでに牛とかがその領域にまで刺されちゃってるっていうのは野菜もですけど、
まあ確かにそっか、まあ食べられるように改良されちゃってるから、そっか。
まあメーカーフェアの中でこういろんな肉を設計してみようっていろんなアイディア出してとかってやってたんですけど、その中でもう最初から火が通った状態になる肉なんていう、最初から調理された肉に育つ肉なんていうのはアイディアも出てましたね。
面白い。ミディアムレアの状態でみたいな、面白い。
Yeah, how would that work?
So probably it starts raw, but then somehow the designed genetic circuits turns on at some point and starts synthesizing like protein that looks like as if it has been already cooked. It's kind of probably will work in the same way as skin works, because over the skin on the surface, the cells are already dead. Like, but it's alive like a millimeter inside. So similar thing could be programmed to for cultured steak.
すごい.
Wow. And that would have less carcinogens than if you cooked a steak.
Potentially, but even cooked steak could have carcinogen, but that's like very, very low quantity anyway. So some people go for scare campaign for like cooked meat containing carcinogen, but yeah, it is, but yeah.
Kind of depends how bad you are at cooking too.
Yeah.
I guess. 丸焦げみたいな。
Yeah.
毎日丸焦げみたいな。 Yeah.
Yeah. Some people like it.
でも可能性がありまくりですね。 そうすると。 そのみんなが出してるアイディアみたい、right? 焼けてる肉。
まあそれ遅から早から精進ミートの方でなんかもうこんなアイディアが集まりましたってもう出てくると思います。で冬込みの新刊に載ったりとか。
お楽しみ、それ見たい。That's fun.
Thinking like, what if you could you have? We don't have any flesh.Products, right? We don't have anything that's sort of made of cells. Is there something that could be made as sort of like an example item, or like a as a keychain or something like cultivated? How does it? I don't know. I guess it would just decay. Can we deal with that aspect of food as well? Like sort of.How well it does at room temperature, or does it?
Yeah, potentially, because cell-based meat it's completely bacteria free, and it will probably have longer shelf life.
そっか。常温保存可能とかもできるのか。すごいね。 Are you okay? You need to...
Sort of, yeah.
Okay. なんかあの宣伝するものあります？
宣伝するものは、まあ、
その同人のやつ、
まあ宣伝するものは特にないですけど、もう肉そのもののも概念の宣伝散々したので、もうそれで十分かなと思
って了解です。じゃあサイトとかね、またURL は投稿で一緒にシェアするので、
うん、
みんなちょっとぜひチェックしてみてください。
It's Integra Culture、
right? yeah. あとね、その自分の家でやってみるっていうのをやってみたい。
ミートプロジェクトの方ですね。
精進ミートプロジェクトの方、皆さんチェック。
あともう一つ、細胞農業協会っていうのも立ち上がりつつあります。
細胞農業協会、
はい、NPO 法人ですね。
細胞農業。
There's a lot happening around this stuff、
ね、すごい、yeah.
Do you feel it? Like it seems a lot busier, a lot more people are talking、
yeah.
about it. And
I feel it.
You feel it? Because、mm. I mean, you were involved、4 years ago or、mm. so. So, yeah, you got in on the early side for sure.、Mm. Yeah.
Mm. ね、これからがめちゃくちゃ楽しみ。
Yeah, we can、yeah. have the sci-fi world with our instant proliferated meat.
Yeah.
We didn't have to kill anything for.
Yeah.
Preventing really、cool. death is. Seems like a pretty noble、mm. cause, so.
For sure.
All the animals, if they could thank you, they would for your, for your efforts.
本当だよ。本当にそう。It'll make a, I mean, it makes a humongous difference.
You know, I've always, like, I eat meat, but the way I've always thought about it is like, meat is not.It's moral unless you have like an alternative, right? So once、mm. you have an alternative to something,、
yeah.
that's when it could become immoral.、
Yeah.
But until you have an alternative, I don't think things become、mm. immoral.、Mm. So,
yeah, 楽しみ。ありがとうございます。
どうもありがとうございました。
暑い中、また遊びに来てください。Thank you, bye.
Bye.